Do you have any optimism at all that the world will be able to reduce hunger by half by 2015? You know, Paul and Martin and Judy, whoever wants to talk about it. Paul, okay. Why don't you start?
I'm very confident. One indicator would be to look at history. And if you go back to, and I'll use it as an example, hybrid corn. If you look back over history throughout the development of hybrid corn, productivity has improved at about 1.5% per year. And that is a trend line that is very, very proven and predictable. As we look to the future, we think we can more than double that. And that has already started to show up in the last 8 to 10 years through the use of biotechnology, as that's been added to plant genetics and improved agronomic practices. So we're starting to see that curve change. And in our products and in our labs, we can directly associate the 1.5% per year improvement in corn. We can translate that over the next 10 years to a 40% improvement in productivity over that 10-year period. So to put that in terms in the United States, 2007, the average yield was 155 bushels to the acre. A 40% increase over the next 10 years would put that at 210 bushels to the acre. That same kind of improvement can be done everywhere in the world where those same combination of agronomics, genetics, and biotechnology are useful. Roberto made the comment about sustainability. It can also be done in a sustainable fashion. Over the last 20 years, the productivity just on historical trend line, not including what we think we can deliver in an improved trend line over the next 10 years, over the last 20 years, the 1.5% per year improvement in corn has resulted in a virtual increase of acres of 150 million acres worldwide. So to say it another way, 150 million acres went unplanted due to the productivity improvements in the last 20 years. And to give you some sense of scale to that, I think that is about the size of the Cerrados in Brazil. Yeah. So we have, through in the last 20 years, brought into productivity and not required the additional land, 150 million virtual acres, or the equivalent of about the Cerrados in Brazil. So it can be done through productivity, agronomic practices, genetics, and technology in a sustainable fashion that avoids bringing additional land into production. And when you talk about additional land, most of that would be fragile land.
Paul, let me ask Judy first, and then I want to get to you. But Judy, I mean, one of the issues that the international assessment raised is whether genetically modified crops